with Zach Noe Towers.
Allie Colbert.
Colbert.
It really mind fucked me, I think, because of Colbert.
I know.
You get that all the time, maybe?
You're the first person who's ever said it.
Stop.
And Colbert actually pronounces his name Colbert. But Colbert like the Colbert show.
Report. Yeah.
So, and wow. He told me that face to face.
Because that was your late, was that your first late night?
No, I interned at the Colbert Report.
Oh.
Yeah, weird. During the last season of the Colbert Report when I was in college.
Did you do stand-up on that show?
Yet to do stand-up on the late show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, but have you done one at all? Have I made this up?
No, I've done Fallon a few times.
Okay.
Wow. No, your guest, they said.
I don't really Google my guests.
That's fine. I just thought I had a nice reputation, maybe.
Well, you do. You have a beautiful reputation in my heart, but my heart doesn't have IMDb.
Sure, yeah. I have yet to do the late show. Have you done the late show?
I've not done any late night.
I know that. but one day I will do the late show, probably.
Maybe one night you'll fucking run the late show. Do you want to do something like that?
Run a late night
like
show?
Like be the Jimmy Kimmel.
Do I want to be Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
And I think that's a beautiful place to start the conversation.
Especially about sex.
Yeah. Do I want to be Jimmy Kimmel? I think being a late night host would be interesting. It's not any sort of a dream that's alive in me right now.
Sure.
But would I say no if I was offered the job? No.
You'd look at that number.
I would look at the number. I think those jobs are particularly exhausting because of the reps, the consistency every night.
Oh, sure.
Welcome back. We got Julia Roberts on the show. Let's play some beer pong.
You guys ready for a good, like the audience is like,
That's got to be like, you're always in a good mood. That's difficult.
Yeah.
That's got to be difficult.
I could do it.
Yeah, you're actually a very cheery comedian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Why are you so happy?
I don't know. Probably medication.
But I'm on medication. It doesn't make me happy. It just makes me be able to tolerate me.
No, there's darkness. There's darkness inside brewing constantly.
Yeah.
But I'd rather the manifesty woo-woo fake it till I make it.
Money's obsessed with me.
Okay. I have on my whiteboard, money is obsessed with me. And yeah, it is.
I love that. Money's obsessed with me too.
So on the days that I say, I wonder how what?
I'm just lying to myself and I'm seeing if it sticks.
It's all about feeding your subconscious.
I'll feed it whatever it wants. I'll feed that bitch. You hungry?
Wait, so were you not on the manifestation train?
I think I am on the manifestation train. I just have never called it that.
Okay.
But I'm always I say you're things like, that are not in existence because I want them to happen, but I never thought that was the manifestation train. I just thought that was called prayer.
It is the same thing.
You know, so yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I find God in moments of turbulence.
Aww.
As Sarah Silverman says.
I love Sarah Silverman.
Isn't she fucking amazing?
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is
are
incredible.
You friends with her?
No, I wish. Are you?
No.
You think you are?
No. We actually were on the Diane Keaton show together.
Oh.
And I told her, I was like, I don't want to bother you because we were in the green room, but she's like looking at her notes and it's Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to bother you at all, but Jesus' magic is like the reason I wanted to do stand-up.
God, I want to say the exact same thing to her.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, you like filled up my heart cup today or something. Like, thank you. And then when I got off stage, she was like, you're so funny. I don't know if she even watched me, but like, I love her.
I love her. I feel the exact same way about Jesus' magic. And I feel like I'm so, like, I love that you have that feeling too, but the fact that everyone says that really kind of robs me of what felt unique. You know, like I did have a very, and listen, I am a sort of white Jewish girl, so I could probably fill up her heart a little more than you.
For sure.
But I did watch Jesus's Magic and feel really inspired.
You're like, what? I was like, what?
And I was like, what? Girl.
I can actually never tell when you're trolling me.
No. Are you joking? I thought we're always on the same page.
We are, but it's fun for me.
Yeah.
That you keep me on my toes.
And no, I did feel that way about Jesus' Magic. I met her a few times when I was like working in New York as like a PA, as an intern. And I was always like taking her to her car and bringing her on stage. And I never said to her, I'm a stand-up comedian and all these things. Because I wanted to hold that for when I'm actually friends with her. And I didn't want that to be our story. Because I think we have a bigger story coming.
You do.
Yeah.
I feel I approach relationships the exact same way. I do not want to meet people under certain circumstances.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the PA who like was obsessed. Like I want to be like the person on the show or like writing with her or like, you know what I mean?
Totally. I knew I was like, I will definitely cross paths with her again. I'm going to stay on my track, stay in my lane and we'll circle back. I like come on your podcast and I just can't stop doing gay voice.
Like, hangs out with Adam like, Carolla once.
Do you get that?
Girl, hey.
I'm like so such an asshole. She just, well, she's starting, I don't know where it is in the process, but the Broadway musical, The Bedwetter. I want to see it. We should go.
I'm down.
And next time we're in New York, when we overlap, do you
When's
go there
When's it opening? Is there like an opening
I think it's opening in 2023.
I'm so down. To answer your question, I go to New York like for sure once a year.
That's it?
Yeah, honestly, I don't have like strong roots there.
Did we meet in
in
LA?
We met here.
Wow.
I think we met at West Side Comedy.
Wow. Okay. Sure. Curveball.
Did we? Now I'm like literally lost.
Talk about West Side Comedy. Adam Sandler is dropping in every night at West Side Comedy.
There was a night that Adam Sandler and Ali Wong both dropped in.
I mean.
That's wild.
That's wild. That's really
Have
a big deal for
Have you been on the show
that.
With Adam Sandler?
No.
Oh.
No.
I haven't seen anything. I guess he's preparing for something.
I guess. What could he be preparing for? Another Murder Mystery 6?
Apparently that movie's fun. I haven't watched it.
I watched the first one because I love Jen Aniston.
Yeah.
Jen. She's Jen to me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Also going to cross paths with her at some point.
That one, I mean.
You would be so good on The Morning Show.
I want to eat Jennifer Aniston out in a way that I can't even put to words. Like, I have such a ravenous appetite for Jennifer Aniston's pussy. There will be, there is like, no one is as gay as me for that woman.
Wow.
And I will like really fucking hold that. I'll really stake that claim.
Has that been forever?
Like, it's been forever.
Since Friends?
It's almost been like, it's been informative.
Really?
More than, yeah. The feelings I had for her taught me things.
Sure. You're like, oh, this is my guide.
No, I was like, oh, things like this is like a light bulb lesbian moment. Like really big sort of like watershed queer moments.
Wow.
Yeah.
That has she, is she,
does she
your
know?
Type? Does she know?
Have you told her? She's, ironically, she's not total, I mean, is she my type?
I mean, she's Jen Aniston.
She's everyone's type. She's
Jen.
Jen. But I traditionally always went for brunettes. Mm. However, I've found myself, I've often ended up with a blonde. I'm with a blonde now.
Yeah, you are.
So,
who also looks like she'd be on the cast of Friends.
Oh, God. I wish. Yeah, totally. I like did like a TikTok trend where you like show all the girls you had a crush on and then it like cuts to the person you end up with. I did it with like Jennifer Aniston, all these blondes, and then it cuts to Julian. And I just like love that video. I just like watch it sometimes.
It's very important to rewatch your own content.
Oh my God.
To make sure it's like still just as good as you thought it was.
Right? There's something, it can really tickle you to watch your own reel. Whew. Ever watch your Smoke a J and watch your own reel?
I don't even have to get high to do it.
Oh my God.
I'm just on the toilet watching my shit.
Yeah.
Well,
I did drop into MedMen on the way here because it's right across the street from you.
It is.
I like a gummy to just knock me out.
Before bed?
Whenever I'm kind of wanting to just like tap out.
Was that now?
Peace, reality. No, because I...
like, I'm going to Zach's. I got it.
I want to numb out. Sometimes I have trouble falling asleep. And sure. I used to take like a Benadryl.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't have like high level sleeping medication and melatonin for whatever reason. Okay, let's get graphic. Used to give me yeast infections. I don't know what the connection is, but I would like take a melatonin to sleep and all of a sudden I'd be like, I can't fuck.
Were you putting them in your puss?
No, it just like, I don't know what it was. I would just like take a melatonin and then all of a sudden it would literally feel like this fucking seventh ring of hell down there.
That is
Dante's
wild.
Inferno, baby. Yeah, it was insane. I was like, what's going on? So
that's so funny. Your body's like no to the natural stuff.
I know. I checked in with my sisters and they're like, it's crazy. My sisters and I are all so different. But then once in a while, they're like, oh my God, we get itchy pussies from melatonin too. And I'm just like, sister power. Like we just have like such weird things. Like the other day, my pussy was like, my pussy was burning. burning, like, and but like, come on, there's like nothing I'm doing. Like, I haven't touched a penis in forever.
Yeah.
And like, there's not much going in and out of there. So I'm top. And
hell yeah.
So anyway, I was like, what is going on? And my sister was staying with me. I'm like, I'm in so much pain. She's like, you're dehydrated. And I was like, no, this is not dehydration. I chugged a thing of water, immediately alleviated. All this to say, I'm so happy to be here on the show.
All this to say, my sister's dry pussy has guided the way for me.
We have similar, like, symptomatic pussies.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Symptomatic pussies might be the name of the episode. Okay, wait. But let's go way back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first thing that made you, like, made your coochie tingle?
Yep, of course I do. So I remember I was like very young. I don't know how old I was. And my dad was sitting on the couch and he was watching Imagine Me and You. It was like on television. It's the lesbian movie where this woman who's married to a man starts fucking around with like her wedding's florist.
Okay.
And then they like hook up. And I remember there was a scene where they were making out on television. And I was like, wah, wah. Like, I was like, huh?
The dog tilted head of the.
And my mom, I remember, she was like, get that off the screen. She was like, William, Allison's watching. And I was like, what? And it was like so much at once. I was like, oh, you're gay, but fucking shut it down. It was like so many messages.
Yeah.
I can't remember if seeing that I had a response to it because I was gay, or if like looking back, like, I don't know why I remember that moment. Was I turned on? Was I confused? I had never seen people like,
probably for sure confused.
Yeah, so there was a bunch of things going on.
Yeah.
And then I always just had crushes on both girls that I went to school with, and also like when I would watch movies and women were like, I want to be that girl, I was always like,
I want to be lover.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to be like the male romantic lead,
like Casper, not Christina Ricci.
Exactly. And I remember like I postered my entire childhood bedroom with like pictures of like Orlando Bloom and like Chad Michael Murray, and everyone was like, oh, you boy crazy little girl. And I was like, no, these are my role models. Like, I wanted to be them.
These are my bros.
Yeah, I wanted to be them. I wanted to like get the attention of women that they got, and
yeah.
I found that to be kind of inspiring.
Your dad was watching a lesbian movie.
He was watching Imagine Me and You, which was like a popular, I just remember it was on like cable.
Okay. And what was the vibe about gay in your household?
There was really no vibe about, what was the vibe about gay? Perfectly said.
That's how Oprah would ask it.
So tell us, what was the vibe about gay? I don't remember what the vibe about gay was. I remember having feelings that I didn't feel comfortable putting to words. I remember my grandfather often talked about his cousin who was a total Fruit Loop. And that's basically where I shut down. I don't remember anything else. He's a Fruit Loop. And I just remember being like, huh, okay, this isn't safe. And then I remember Rosie, and I remember Ellen.
Slinging the cushies.
And I remember thinking, these aren't people that are respected for their sort of like, they're these 3D sexual human beings.
No.
That they're like sort of, you know, clowns.
Props.
On television.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know anyone who's, especially a woman. I mean, there was gay men that I sort of became awake to.
Sure.
But not lesbians.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when you discovered your body, like your first orgasm?
My first orgasm?
I mean,
my first orgasm wouldn't be until I was like 19.
Okay, so separate questions then, I guess.
Totally separate. Discovering my body, I think I'm going to do that tonight. I don't even like discover my body.
That's been on the Google Cal for a few years.
Tell me what you mean by discover my body.
I guess for a boy, it might be acknowledging a boner, or a girl before said like she used to like rub on like her couch arm.
Oh.
There's sensories other places.
That did not take place for me in the way that I think it does for a lot of young people that say, oh, I figured this out. I remember I wanted to see a video of people making out. I must have been like in ninth grade and I Googled people making out.
That is so cute.
And on YouTube, I was like, I found a video of two guys kissing. And it was like the one that came up. And I remember I was so fucking turned on. And then I was like, okay, I like gay porn.
Ooh, ads.
Tower Bottoms. Did you know that there's a Patreon that goes along with this podcast? That's right. You can hear ad-free episodes for just $5 a month. Doesn't that sound good? Or if you love me but don't want to give me any of your cold hard cash, I totally get it. Just leave a rating and a review and spread the word. Then spread your legs.
You have a lot to focus on every day. Let Virginia Premier focus on your health coverage. Our health plan is only focused on Virginia, so we can connect you with quality healthcare and local resources. Our added benefits give you more value on top of your medical and drug coverage from Virginia Medicaid. See our benefits at virginiapremier.com/Medicaid and have your whole family with the same health plan. Virginia Premier, focused on Virginia, focused on you.
And then I was like, what's gay porn even? Like, I've never even seen porn. So the first porn I watched was gay porn. And by the way, I love gay porn. It's my favorite.
Still.
Yeah.
And this has been a trend with my lesbian guests.
I love gay porn. I mean, I don't know why. I'm so much more turned on. I can't watch straight people in the same way that I can watch. I definitely can't watch lesbians and then it's straight people and then it's gay porn.
Wait. Yeah. Is it because of how lesbians are portrayed in porn?
No, I don't. I just don't buy it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just like, this is not real. Okay. I can't stand. We talked about this on my show, actually, that I can't stand the way women. Give me a break. Shut up, bitch. Stop. That's not real at all.
But there has to be porn, like, since OnlyFans has come about or something, yeah, that's like girls really enjoying each other.
I know.
Would that still not do it for you as much as guys?
I don't know why it doesn't. I'm curious if I saw in person, if I had the choice to. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, voyeuristically wise?
Like if I had a shot with a hot girl, it would mean more to me than having a shot with a hot guy.
Right.
So obviously in real life, this doesn't translate. But in terms of porn, I'm just much more attracted to.
You're in the situation when you talked about the former.
Right.
Like a shot with a guy versus a shot with a girl.
Right.
But watching, it's completely different.
I know. I don't know why. I think in all areas of life, believe women. But in porn, just don't believe women. In porn.
Stop.
Don't believe women.
You're so funny.
Oh, thanks. No, it's not true.
You're right.
I have to undermine myself as a woman.
I can't believe myself even.
I can't believe myself.
Okay, wait. So you discover your... Okay, ninth grade, gay porn. And then
can talk about types of gay porn too. I'll go into it.
Wait, really?
Oh, I'll tell you everything I like. It's fun for me to talk about.
Okay,
gay
so
guys.
I'll go first then.
Yeah, please.
Well, although you don't need any like whining or dining, it sounds like.
Meaning?
You're ready to talk about it.
No, like,
you don't need
go.
Any coaxing.
But I'll follow your trajectory of the conversation.
Okay. I do not like any sort of production value.
Okay.
Like, if there's like a set that's well lit and like there's any sort of dialogue, because again, I don't believe it. I'm like, you guys are bad actors. Now I don't even know if you want to do this.
Oh.
Like, so I kind of like the, like, there's like two guys fucking and another guy filming it probably on his phone. Like, that's.
You like shitty quality.
But it's, I don't know if
it is. Is it clear?
Yeah, it's clear. It's like probably through a company, but like there's some, but like it's very clear they are both like just cock hungry individuals.
Wow, cock hungry.
Cock hungry.
Sure, yeah. Okay, that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I guess I was looking for something a little more specific.
Okay.
But
I mean, no condoms.
Oh, that matters to you?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Gay men haven't worn condoms since the early 1800s.
Really?
No, not really. But like since PrEP. Have you heard of PrEP?
Of course.
Since PrEP, condoms are like, they've been vanquished.
But doesn't PrEP only...
Yeah, from HIV.
So what about every other
STD? I know. Guys just roll the dice.
Well, what about it?
I mean, they get STDs. Then they get a shot or a pill.
They just get a shot. Is that what you do?
No, so I actually don't. I don't have much anal sex.
Uh-huh.
I stick to like...
You're a side piece guy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I hope the episode did well.
It did amazingly.
Good.
Yeah.
I had so much fun.
It was great. Zach did my show. The Ally Colbert Show.
Wait, yeah, Ally Colbert Show. Yeah, streaming was, everywhere you get podcasts.
Yeah, and it was, I think it was called Side Piece Gay or something.
Sure.
It also has your name in the title.
Yeah.
What's your name again?
I forget.
So yeah, but it was really fun. I loved that episode.
Same.
It was so funny.
Do you remember when we recorded 20 minutes and they were like, we actually aren't recording?
Yeah.
And then we started over and then it came back.
I know. Magic.
Magic. Yeah. Wait, what were we talking about? Gay porn. Oh, condoms.
Yeah,
oh, condoms. Yeah. So I'm like, I do the side things, which are they're not foolproof, but they're less likely to transmit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm making out and jerking off with a guy.
Yeah.
Different than taking a big fat load at my behind.
Yes.
So that limits me in a lot of ways. But I get tested every like 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
I haven't had an STI in like 5-6 years.
What was like the last one you got?
I think it was throat gonorrhea, which tracks.
Like, I wouldn't want that.
I've never had a symptom. I've had 3 STDs in my life and I've never had a symptom.
So how did you know? It's always
like, I just get tested every 3 to 6 months. And they're like, you have throat gonorrhea. I'm like, really?
Wow.
Like, I don't think so. And they're like, we did a test.
But is there a bad one you could get? Like, could you get like, don't people die of like syphilis?
So there's like super strains developing that are antibiotic resistant. And I know in my heart, we're going to have like an HIV the sequel. I know it. Because guys are just raw dogging. They're raw dogging, like without discrimination.
That is ridiculous. I don't even know what to say to that.
Well, as a top, you're part of the problem.
I know. I would feel so paralyzed with fear. I was so afraid of AIDS growing up.
Oh my God.
It was like imprinted on my mind as like.
Way too young.
Yes. Oh my God.
It was like this like thing that was all around, but like you didn't really understand what it fully was.
Terrified, you know, and then gave up dick. But really scary. I mean, like, would never have considered in college having sex without a condom or anything like that.
Oh, every time in college I had a cough or a sore throat, I was like, I have HIV.
Literally, I was a virgin. I was like, I have HIV. I was like, I'm running a fever. I have HIV. And I was like, you're a 12-year-old dyke. Like, I have HIV, mom. I have full-blown AIDS. She's like, what?
You are in preschool.
You're in preschool. I'm like, I have fucking
My
AIDS.
First words were, I have AIDS.
Mama, I have AIDS.
I don't know. Porn. Okay, so.
Porn.
What do you like?
So I've gone through phases, different, and I sort of developed different tastes, and there's so much porn out there. And that's something that I just kind of marvel at. It's like the night sky. It's endless. You know what I mean? Like, really, what portion have we seen? Do you know what I mean?
And then the Hubble telescope comes out, finds more porn.
I know. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's really the tip of the iceberg. I don't know how big this goes. But I do like, there's one guy on the internet that I was fascinated with. I'll go back to him from time to time.
I like that revisiting.
Oh God. There's a few classics out there. Google Rod and Rod, take it like a little bitch. No, I'm sorry. Bend your back like a little bitch.
Rod and Rod, bend
your
back
like a little bitch was one of the first gay porn films I've ever seen.
That should be a children's book.
It has stayed with me. Rod and Rod, bend your back like a
little bitch.
No, I'm sorry. Arch your back like a little bitch.
Damn, okay. Rod and Rod,
and I just
arch your back like a little bitch.
I just remember seeing that video and being like, oh. Gay porn hits different. You know what I mean?
Well, because like,
I was like, damn.
The dudes, like, I feel like most guys, even if they don't identify as straight, eventually get into it because they're like, I'm going to fucking come.
Yeah, it's insane. It's like, it was really, yeah, it was just, it was like a joint laced with something.
Nice.
I was like, wow, this is like a full body high.
Do you have a physical type when you're searching for gay porn clips?
Yeah, I don't like twinks. Sorry to twinks
out
there.
Okay. Either you're talking to me.
It's just not for me.
No, I get it.
Sure. I like, I do like bears.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do like bears.
Like a chubby, hairy man?
I don't care. Yeah, I like a muscular sort of like bear.
I kind
of
like dad bods.
I love dad bods. I love dad bods.
The happy trail and the gay, furry pecs.
I love it. Gay for pay. There's this one guy, he's an old guy, and he wears a red baseball cap.
Okay.
And he like has all these straight people come into his like studio, and he has them like sit on a chair, and like he's just like, can I jerk you off, and like jerks them off, and then like it's like that they like sort of with resistance get hard and into it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just that just
you're there for it.
I just loved it. I love that they like have this attitude of like I'm being disinterested and then like they're coming.
Like
yeah.
And they're so, like, what, looking at porn over here.
Oh my God, I love that. They're like just watching the girls. I'm like, okay. Okay. Sure.
Do you identify as one of them? Like probably the old man in the red hat?
That's so interesting. I really just watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
I really? Is that what something is that?
No, I as I said that even there are videos I watch and I don't think I'll ever try to be either of the people.
Yeah. No, no, I don't feel that way. It's sort of just like, wow, this is like a naughty zoo. And because gay guys are animals. Because
of bears and what? That's just going to be the clip. Gay guys are animals.
No, I mean, you know, it's just kind of fun to like see things that I'm like, this is so not within my sexual wheelhouse.
It's aspirational in
some
ways.
It's aspirational. It's what makes it like kinky and exciting. So this is like not.
Okay, but wait. So yeah. You're in high school. You're watching men just like fuck each other senseless.
No, no, no. I'm watching a video of two men make out on YouTube. And okay. I didn't. I don't
but that's
know
a gateway drug. That's like marijuana
that,
for gay
that
porn.
That was literally, that was my melatonin. And then I kind of slipped into Benadryl and then I slipped into pot.
Now it's a little heroin on the weekends.
Little fentanyl. No, and then I think I, and then at some point later in life, maybe in college, I was like getting interested in porn because I was still not out. So I was like, okay, at least this stuff turns me on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, were you feigning heterosexuality in high school?
Yeah, feigning heterosexuality is another great name for the episode. I was feigning heterosexuality.
And symptomatic pussy.
Symptomatic pussy. Yeah, it was a disease. Being straight's a disease. I
but
was.
But you're keeping up appearances.
I was keeping up appearances. I
did you date boys?
I dated a guy in college.
But not high school?
No, high school I wasn't like cool enough to even date a guy.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Really?
My high school was quite small.
Okay.
And I didn't come into myself at all in a way where I like I couldn't like get a guy. I mean I could if I tried, but I was like so I was like in love with my friend. I was like not focusing on like how to like get a guy.
Did you have any sort of experience with a girl in high school? Sleepover cuddle sesh?
Yeah, I would like make out with my friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Under the guise of practicing or?
No, under, like we were like definitely looking back. I mean, I know I really was in love with my friend.
Yeah.
And she had a boyfriend and she and I would like hook up or like make out and she kind of strung me along.
Really?
Yeah, it was brutal.
Is that person a
cunt?
Are they alive now?
They're alive, yeah.
Are they gay or straight or bi?
They recently came out to me as bisexual and are dating a guy who like lets them date women.
Do you like that concept?
I mean,
I don't like the word let, but
like, do I like that concept?
Yeah.
Like, I think
like a straight, a woman in a straight relationship.
Oh,
who
it's
like,
classic.
Oh, that's like the whole thing. Tethered to a man. Go well, frolic with the ladies.
Well, more so just that a man doesn't take issue. A straight man not having any problems with their girlfriend.
With a girl.
Only hooking up with a girl, but don't hook up with a guy.
And God forbid.
Right. And also like, what is that? Like a girl can establish feelings for a woman. That doesn't threaten you? I guess not.
No, because they're, I mean, they're, you know, men.
I know. So I guess not.
They don't feel threatened by women at all.
Why?
They're stupid.
But I guess like, you know, maybe they tell themselves they're not having penetrative sex with a dick. So how could anything?
Meanwhile, you're just sledgehammering right. Their girlfriends.
But, yeah, but you know what? It's like that doesn't always, women don't even come from.
Right.
Most times come from like a dick, just like fucking macheteing them.
You know? Chopping through the rainforest of their pussy.
Yeah.
It's like a staggering low percentage of women who can come from just like penetrative sex.
Yeah. Are most of your listeners gay guys?
Probably.
Okay.
Does that turn you on?
No, I was just curious if they like care about how women come. Or if they're just like,
I care.
You care?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not always wanting to know more. I've met girls when I was in my 20s at parties that had never had an orgasm.
It's amazing.
And I was like, I was almost like, how can I help? Like, can I get you a gift card? Can I send someone over? Like,
it is really demoralizing. I feel my heart goes out to these women. I think there's just not a lot of sex education for women, I think for sexuality.
There's not. No one teaches you how to have sex or like how to do, you know what I mean? Like they teach you about babies and like STIs, but they don't like, no one teaches us about how to engage with another person.
Oh my
physically,
God.
You know?
I know. Even figuring out like sex that's not straight sex, that goes for everyone that's like queer. You know, just like, is this enough?
Mm-hmm.
Is this sex? Like, what can you label sex? Like, what is your definition of sex?
Oh my God, that's how I used to start this pod.
What?
I asked my guests how they defined what their definition of sex was.
Really?
Yeah.
What is your definition?
Well, so my favorite definition that I've ever heard that I've kind of started to adopt is like, it was from Dan Savage, and he said, your definition of sex should be as broad as possible.
Yeah.
Unless you're cheating. And then it should be really fucking narrow.
Wait, I don't get it.
Because like sex should be like everything, like texts that are sexy, massages, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
but if you're not supposed to be doing it, you're like, I didn't put my dick in their butt.
That, right.
I did not have sex with them.
It was a Wednesday. Yeah. You can't cheat on a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday after 5.
And then Jared Goldstein had a great one. Anything that you can get an STI from. Sexually transmitted infection.
I love that definition for me because I can't.
Well, I'm sure...
I can't get an STI from fingering someone.
Okay.
I can't.
But like,
so that's my new definition, and I've never once cheated, Zach.
But that's the crazy thing, because girls or guys, I guess, could be like, you cuddled with them on the couch. You cheated on me. You know what I mean?
I know. It's a whole thing. I'm reading State of Affairs right now. Did
I don't
you read
know what
it?
That is.
Esther Perel's book, all about cheating.
Oh, stop.
I'm on an Esther Perel kick. I've been really on this whole journey since I saw you. I was Dan Savage, then I did Esther Perel. This book is fascinating.
Esther Perel's French?
I think she's Israeli.
Oh, okay.
I don't
she
know.
She does have an accent, though?
I don't know. She has some sort of an accent, but it's not an audiobook, honey. Okay. So, I'm reading words, babe.
again, you're aspirational to me.
So, it's fascinating the way that, like, our society, just the how we accept monogamy, and then this sort of, like, how culturally we feel about cheating when, like, we're sexually, like, more open and abundant than ever before, but we still have a very sort of tight handle on cheating, and just like the fluid definition of cheating, especially when like, right, is cuddling cheating, the digital trail we leave, when you're following someone on Instagram, when you're, you know, the emotional cheating.
Sure.
All of these things. It's fascinating.
Late
night talks on the phone. But again, I'm obsessed with talking about monogamy and open relationships and polyamory. By the way, whichever way you fucking cut the cake, it's terrible. Because I've done it all, and all these relationships are hard. Whenever I'm monogamous, I say to myself, God, if I were in an open relationship, it would be so easy. Whenever I'm open, it's terribly difficult.
Yeah.
And I think, God, shut this shit down.
Yeah.
We need to be monogamous. Like, it's always difficult because human beings are difficult.
I agree with that. But do you find them more rewarding than challenging?
Relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, at times, but then, you know, it's like, how do you stay in, how do I know that, like, you and I, say we start dating, we're always going to have the same vision? Can your vision hold space for mine? Can my vision hold space for yours? Like, there's just bigger fucking things.
You're speaking my language so hard, because I've been relating to it recently, like, we had these, like, friends in up till 5th grade, and then middle school, and then high school, and you felt at the time like they were your forever friends.
Yeah.
Like, nothing will ever break. I don't talk to any of my elementary school friends.
Right.
Or one I do. But it's like the concept of like you and me forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost childish.
It is childish. I mean, I read a statistic. I don't know where it was from that said during adolescence, throughout childhood, you change your friends every 5 years. On
interesting.
Average. And I do think there's something childish about that. And Julian and I, my fiance and I, were joking that there is something childish about throwing a wedding and saying in front of everyone, I promise.
Forever.
I promise. It's like, get over yourself. But Esther Perel said something really interesting about cheating, which I think you'd find interesting. And she talks about how cheating, more than it is about the person you're dating or the person you're having an affair with, it's about the person who is like doing the cheating is using this like extramarital affair as a window into a different part of themselves. You're kind of in relationship. Uh-huh. And while you're in relationship, you're opening this window and you're peeking into, oh, look, that was a version of me that's desirable. That's what I could have been doing right now if I wasn't in the relationship. And you're like almost looking at this like parallel timeline.
Yeah.
And like, I thought that was such an interesting way of describing that like impulse.
It is. Well, it's, and I guess it's the window mirror thing. It's like you're looking in back on yourself. But like, that's why I think relationships, and I can't speak because I haven't been in a ton of them, are ultimately kind of stifling because you start cutting off limbs.
Yeah.
And like, maybe that feels good at a time, or maybe you're getting so much from your partner and you're giving so much that it like works itself out.
Right.
But when you don't keep inventory on that or track of it, resentments grow and you don't even realize they're growing until you fucking are, you have a secret family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we like have to redefine relationship because you look at what relationship did for society and it was like literally like, okay, we're going to like keep each other financially secure, physically safe. We're going to have children together. Those children are going to work on the farm.
Yeah.
Okay. None of these things matter anymore.
No.
We've separated intercourse and marriage. You don't need to be married to have sex. And now we've done something else. We've separated intercourse from reproductive rights, reproduction. I don't need to have sex to have a baby. So now what is the purpose of relationship? Get really fucking clear on it. Right?
This is why we might be soulmates.
Isn't it so interesting? Like
But it's also people don't, it's almost like they want to stay blindfolded or they want to keep their vision small. Or it's like, maybe they've just been like told over and over, like, find the guy, you know, get the house, have the kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, is that what you want?
I know. You're on autopilot.
Yeah.
And then this thing that happens when someone chooses you is it's like, it's so rewarding to feel chosen. And what the affair does, and I'm like literally paraphrasing so much of this book right now for you, but what the affair does is it like, it just shatters the illusion that like, you're really that special.
Right.
And that's what's so fucking heartbreaking is that like, you're living with someone who you're like, this is a shared reality. And then you're like, oh fuck, it's not at all. Like, you're so not on the same page as me, but like the pressure we put on relationship, this is going to be my best friend. This is going to be my family. You're also going to keep me endlessly pleased sexually. We're going to be mysterious, spontaneous, but also reliable, secure, safe. It's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible. So yeah, it's a lot. I don't know what to do about it.
Also, someone said, maybe it was a tweet or something. They were like, so what point does your lover become family and then you still want to like have sex with them?
Did you see Amy Schumer's video about that today?
Oh, is that what it is?
You see, she goes, I don't want to have sex with my family.
Yeah. But it's that kind of. She goes, like, we know too much about each other.
Right.
We've explored. We get it. We know it. It's old hat. Like, I love you. But like, obviously, like, I don't know. The cylinders are not all firing. And it's probably like natural that that happens.
It's so fucking natural. I mean, like, eroticism becomes completely stamped out the second, like, when you start dating someone, you have the desire to like know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then unfortunately, the second you know everything, you don't have desire. Got it. Yeah. It's like it's the insecurity there that like keeps you moving towards it.
Man, we should pivot.
Yeah. Pivot.
And no. And back be relationship experts.
Oh, my God. I would love to.
I am endlessly fascinated by it.
It's the thing I like think about the most.
And you know what I'm really sick of?
Mm.
People, like the whole like try guys cheating, the Adam Levine thing. I'm like, cheating is the least surprising thing. We should not, unless he's cheating with a robot or with a gay person. You know what I mean? Like,
same thing. Wait, what is your point? I don't follow.
I'm just saying like, why is this news?
Right. What's
of
it?
Of course he cheated. People have been cheating forever. Monogamy doesn't work like you think it does.
I don't think it works. I think it's like an illusion that we all like, we participate in this fantasy.
Yeah. But people are like, oh, I can't believe he cheated. Really?
Right. I know.
And really?
I don't know what to do about someone like Adam. You know, I don't know what to do about someone like Adam Levine because I don't want to condone, like, I don't want to say like, it's like, I don't think it's fine, but I just don't think it's interesting. Like, it's not surprising to me. He's a rock star.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And by the way, average Joes fuck cheat all the time. And Janes, average Janes too nowadays. Level the playing field, women. Cheat on your man.
Yes, and kill some of them.
I know.
Truly. We need more women killers. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, did Adam Levine physically cheat on his wife, or is it just like messages?
There's no such thing as just messages, guys.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know. He's been DMing women. And this is another thing I was talking about Julian about, and we were like, she was like, I bet you she knows that he's fucking around. She's just like saving public face.
Yeah.
Like, he's on tour in a rock band. What do you think he's
loosen
doing?
Loosen your grip. Yeah, just
he's
like
obviously cheating, and like he shouldn't be monogamous. Like, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous ask. Look at his level of fame.
And again,
pussy at him.
Truly, why else are we like aspiring to be international rock stars if not to kind of spread your seed?
I said this on my Instagram story. I'm like, Adam Levine looks like a male nurse. He looks like a barista. No shame to them. But by the grace of God, he's become a rock star. Let him let him eat cake.
Let him eat pussy.
Eat cake, baby.
Ass cake, yeah.
Like, please. Like, what are we doing? What is he helping Bahati realize that she's so special? If he stays faithful, come on. No one's special. Just fuck around and enjoy life. We're all going to die of monkeypox.
Did you get a vaccine?
No.
No, you don't.
That's not going to hit my community.
You don't need it.
Yeah, we're not going to get that.
It would floor me. But I will say the gays flattened the curve quite quickly.
With monkeypox?
Yeah.
Good.
Because they wanted to keep fucking.
Yeah.
So they were like lining up at these centers to get vaccinated.
That's
hilarious.
And
we also love a vaccine.
Really? Gays do?
Yeah.
Gay men? Well, because...
Yeah. Do gay women not?
Gay women are truly the most annoying population of all time.
Because they like want to know, like, can I see what's in it? Like, let me, can I make
lesbians
this at home?
Lesbians are so moody and miserable. Yeah, they're like, yeah, exactly. Can I make this at home?
Can I put turmeric?
I'm actually allergic to the cinnamon in that. Give me a break, Chloe. Your throat's itchy. Fucking take it. God, women are so difficult.
That's so funny.
They're really tough women.
I mean, we all take turns being tough.
I know, but the way in which women are difficult, it's like, yeah, men, you're annoying. You guys don't listen. You're selfish. Women just like, shut the fuck up.
Wait, do you have women coming for you?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, double entendre. Like trolling you because of these like perspectives?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Okay.
Oh, good for you.
I mean, it's satire. Look, I don't care. Like,
good
come for me.
No, I know.
I'm fucking around, and also I'm gay. I'm a liberal. I voted for Hillary.
Yeah.
You want to come for me?
Come.
What a mistake. Go for someone else.
I agree with that too. It's the reason we're never going to get our shit together on the liberal side of things. We come for each other instead of
a fucking snake eating its own tail.
Dude,
get out of here.
You're not
go
woke enough. You said this. You baba. You said women neck. It's like,
why are you in my comments?
What are you talking about? Like,
go send arsenic to Ivanka Trump. Like, get out of my TikTok.
Do
comments.
Something useful. Okay, wait. But yes, back to your college experience.
College experience.
This is when you started doing stuff with other people?
When I graduated college, I did have a girlfriend. By the time I graduated, I would have a girlfriend. I had a boyfriend throughout college. I started seeing a girl shortly after that.
Did you have penetrative sex with the guy?
I have had more penetrative sex with men than with women.
Oh my God, wait, I think I forgot this about you. Between girls, you go to guys for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, let me try that again.
She's like, I'm gonna get a little palate cleanser.
Yeah, literally. It's just like smelling coffee in Sephora. I'm like, okay, I just want to just have one more sniff of this before I
like
try on a new
dick.
Cologne. Yeah, okay, cock. Like, brushes out my throat.
Spit?
Yeah, literally. I don't know why. I'm always like, I don't know. I think it really is that bisexuality exists. And
wow.
I do.
We're going there.
I have a great preference towards women.
Sure.
However, I do kind of find myself like, huh,
there's
about
like a
men.
7% in there for men.
Yeah. Once in a while. And I don't really ever want to like be in a long term committed relationship with a man. But sometimes it feels, I don't know. Someone said this thing where they were like, I can't tell if I'm attracted to men or if it just feels really good to get the attention from like the greatest sex alive. Like the powerful sex. And like, it was so hilarious to me because it is something true. It's like the top of the food chain is looking at you. And it's kind of like, okay, the king wants
the
a little.
The male.
Yeah. You know, and it there is something that's like ingrained in me where I'm like, it feels cool to have the attention from a man in that way.
I can relate to that completely. Gay men have internalized homophobia that manifests in praising straight presenting gay men and straight men, because I think they remind us of like the jock in high school, like the king of the popular kids.
So I have that sometimes where like a hot guy is interested in me and like my like 9-year-old self inside is like you're chosen. You're chosen. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. We eat pussy. I'm like, pipe down, little Allie.
Okay. So wait. But so you do sometimes enjoy sex with men.
No,
you don't enjoy it.
I like to like make out. And then, like, I like watching guys jerk off. I'm always sort of, I'm like always like, huh, penis. Like, take a look. But, like, I never really like penetrative scientific. Sex with men. I never like penetrative sex with men.
Not your mouth or your...
No.
I can imagine that.
No, it's, like, too much. Like, I'm very small.
I went through a phase of loving watching guys get jerked off.
Yeah.
Wait, was that your red hat guy getting jerked off? Yeah.
I love that.
Have you ever seen it with them tying their hands behind the chair?
God, I want to leave to Google that right now.
Oh, yeah. It's like a
I
thing.
Love that it's they like they can't help it.
Yeah.
That's
the thing.
That you fucking just like hit the nail on, like you just found my like clit, my porn clit.
Oh,
that's
I'm
it.
Honored.
You're like, I'm like, oh, that's my porn G spot.
And they can't move.
I can't wait to watch that tonight. Dude, I will watch that later.
It's a thing.
I love that. You know, since we're talking about Sarah Silverman, she shared what type of porn she watches. Did you hear this?
Wait, didn't she used to say like double gangbang high five? Was that her?
Oh, she did a joke like that, but this is not that.
Okay.
She said that she was so turned off by what she imagined or what she knew to be the treatment of women, female porn stars, that she started only watching dudes fuck the mattress. And like fuck pillows because she knew no one was getting hurt.
That's so sweet.
I know.
I can't believe she wouldn't enjoy gay porn.
I always think she could maybe like she's just not there
like to talk about it yet.
Maybe, but how admirable. Like for me, when I'm watching porn, I have no moral high ground.
Yeah, I'm an optimist. So I like to think that like,
oh, they're all happy.
There. Yeah, they're getting paid well.
These women are consenting.
Every time I click on this.
Yeah, I know. Right.
They're
getting porn royalties.
We have so much like clear like facts that like are evidence that the porn industry is like wildly mismanaged.
Oh my God. I can only imagine.
But yeah, again, when I'm watching it, I'm like, they're happy to be there.
Yeah. I think that there should be like an HBO show about the porn industry, but like a narrative fiction show where it follows like the porn.
Well,
like,
did you watch Minx?
No.
That's in the 70s.
Oh,
a woman
it's Red Maid. Great. It's not what we're looking for. We have something like it.
Oh my God. Everyone who I pitched like cartoons to like 2 years ago was like, we are looking for like our Bob's Burgers. So like a family comedy that could almost be real life. And I'm like, then why is it a cartoon?
I know. Wait, what's Minx?
Oh, okay. It's a woman in the 70s starting the first male centered nudie magazine.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And she starts it off when it's like the roar of women is her original title for the magazine. And she, all these feminist exposés and stuff. And everyone's like, yuck. And then she adds naked male stars, not stars, people, and peppers the thing out with her columns and stuff.
Wow.
And it's fun.
That's fun.
It's really fun.
I want it to be present day though.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Are you pitching right now?
Yeah, this, but not that. Okay. No. Oh, no. But the other thing I'm fascinated by is OnlyFans.
OnlyFans is starting to buy content and like put stuff out.
Uh-huh. Like what sort of content?
Good question. My manager just told me.
Because me and a guy friend. That is so homophobic that they called you up. And they're like, OnlyFans is doing a show, Zach. So if you want to do some sort of thing.
Me and my guy friend did all these sketches and like stuff. And we put together like 5 episodes of like a sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
And now we're like kind of like lightly shopping it around. And he's like, I'm going to contact OnlyFans. And we're like, I don't think, I was like, in my head, it's like, my hand manager doesn't know what OnlyFans is, apparently. And it's like, no, he's like, they're like, they hired Whitney Cummings to do like a roast.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I know.
I'm curious about that. It's kind of like Snapchat doing shows. It's like, what shows
Snapchat.
Are you going to do? Fucking cheater app.
Yeah. Okay, so you left college with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I promise we'll wrap this up soon. Mm-hmm. You left college with a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then have you been mainly a monogamous girlfriend type or?
And then I had girlfriends since. Some of those relationships were open. Some of them were monogamous.
And both were hell.
I mean, yeah, they were hell on earth. Like the highs are high, the lows are low. And that's just how women are.
I mean, do you think that's exclusive to women, or do you think it really is accelerated by women?
I think it's really, I love women. They are my poison. They're like, I picked that poison.
Yeah.
But also, no, I didn't, because I'm born that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I clocked it.
Yeah.
As soon as you said it, I was like,
okay, I chose this life.
It's a preference. I'm here to tell you.
But I think, look, I don't know. I think, like, when you're dating a man, are you ever like, God, the testosterone in here? Like, my girlfriend and I, like, overlap periods, no. And it's like the house is going to explode.
Okay, yeah, no. No, we don't have. Well, I would say, I don't know if this is true, but someone was just telling me, oh, it's a newly bisexual friend. Uh-huh. And he's like dabbling with guys. And he's so worried that he's going to lead one of these guys on. And like, what if they want to start a relationship? Like,
it'll never happen.
That's not a concern. Like, the idea of a guy like leaning on another guy to be like, oh, I thought you wanted to like build a life together. It's like just not an issue in our community.
Is it very hard to find a boyfriend, like a gay boyfriend that's committed?
No, it's not hard to find a boyfriend, but it's like a lot are open, which I'm on the bandwagon of open. But guys lean towards sex as opposed to like emotional deep connections.
Right.
Like we're not having like group sex with like my best guy friends and we just want to explore each other's bodies. It's like, no, like we're on a dating app or something, getting ass or D, and then like moving on with our lives.
Is it hard, like this is something that comes up in the like lesbian community, is it hard for gay men to like, I'm just assuming you have gay guy friends,
to navigate, like, if
is that a thing for gay men?
I think it's like something you get over. Okay, so that's a good question to point right back at you. It's something that's established, I think, early on. I think rarely is it that you get a year and a half into a friendship and you're like, I think I'm going to fuck Kevin. But like,
right.
I guess it could happen. And this is all my experience. If anyone's getting upset with me saying gay men are like fuck machines.
Unsubscribe. Okay.
Don't.
Please don't.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We take it all back.
What about you? Do women like cross that line later after the friendship's developed?
I think it's, If you're both meeting as out lesbian women or out queer women, you can quickly figure out if something's going to happen just based on like the friend vibe or not. But if someone is like open to exploring and they're not as like solidified in their sexuality, I think sometimes it's harder to tell for women if like, oh, do you like me as more than a friend, or you're still straight, or you're feeling like, do you hang out with a lot of like confused guys ever?
No. And I actually am more and more turned off by that. Like the concept of a nervous straight guy trying his first gay thing used to be a thrill, like when I was in college and drunk and hooking up with frat guys.
You did?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
So many frat guys.
And how would that like come up, that situation?
Like one time it was like at a party and one like asked me like help him get a keg from somewhere, and then we like fooled around.
But how does that, like he makes a move on you?
Yeah.
What, just like touches you? And were you like,
it's like something that's been built, like oftentimes it'll start with horseplay, and because I was like a small like twinkie type, like bigger guys would like pick me up, like throw me over their shoulder or whatever, and like in front of everyone, so it's like very like, ha, like, oh, like that's so funny and cute, or like I was ticklish and some guys would like tickle me.
What?
And then like it would like evolve, so it was like sometimes like a multi experience.
They'd like
thing.
Wrestle you first?
Yeah. Like there was this business student guy, and my roommate was a business major. I was fine arts. And we came over to the business party and he was like, Zach, and he like picked me up, like threw me on the ground and like got on me and like tickled me, and I was like screaming and wiggling and stuff, and like in front of everyone. So it was like very like homoerotic in public.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
That's really wild.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe, and that's just my experience. Maybe a lot of my other gay guy friends have like done stuff with each other. I usually quickly put people in like friend or more than friend and then like move forward.
Right.
Like once they're in the friend, their genitalia disappears.
Yeah.
Sibling vibes, you know.
Yeah.
Fart in front of, etc.
Totally. That's really interesting about the frat guy thing, though.
Oh, yeah?
Because frat guys are so, can be so, like, toxic masculinity type.
Oh, my God. Toxically masculine? Which is catnip to me at that age.
Yeah.
Catnip. Now I'm like,
high off the chit.
Yes. There's this one guy who, like, we met, God, you know, this is embarrassing. Facebook came out my freshman year of college. Okay. Like, it was like 20 schools were part of it. And right. my school is one of them.
Where'd you go?
Indiana University.
Go Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers. But this frat guy, I don't even know. I think he messaged about a class we were in. Anyway, we wound up being like, we should go get like a Slurpee or something sometime.
Okay.
And we did. And then we drove through Friendship Road, which is where people would drive in the woods and smoke weed.
Yeah.
And I think we like smoked. And then he's like, do you want to like park at the lake? And then like we parked at the lake and then like made out. And he had so much stubble and it was like ripping my face to shreds. But yeah, I was like very into it.
Yeah. I mean, I relate. I was fascinated by sorority girls, like the straight sorority girl.
Yeah.
It was because it validates like your inner closeted kid.
Yep.
It's like, finally they want you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know. It's rough. It can be rough, but it's so fun.
Yeah. Okay, the last thing is, what is a piece of advice you'd give to little Allie before she began her sexual journey?
Baby girl.
When she might say mommy very seriously.
Yeah, that's a great question. And advice for little Allie would be, God, that's such a hard... It's like none of my advice feels succinct.
It's okay. It doesn't have to be succinct. Or is that just like to buy time?
I just don't... I hate... No, it's not to buy time. I just hate when people repress or choose... Like choose against... Like they don't move towards what it is they want. And I think it's like... I think it's very scary to do that. And I think gay people that are out are fortunate that having had that experience of having to like choose themselves, it kind of like sets...
A tone
for how you want to live your life. Like, yes. I'm not going to do things I don't want.
I think about this so much. How being gay is a gift because you had to fight so hard to come to terms with yourself and then to come to terms with how other people perceive you or like act around you.
Yeah. It's like, because I'm gay, I can leave a party whenever I want. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretending I'm having a good time.
Yes,
I sat here for 20 years having a miserable time. Now I leave when I want. So I think what that advice is if you feel something in your heart that's safe and consensual, follow it. Just denying yourself is just no point.
Comes down to honesty, kind of.
Yeah.
Be honest with
yourself. I'd rather be honest and it be uncomfortable and difficult for people than just lying to myself.
Well, and this is the thing. The truth always comes out. It's either going to be uncomfortable or just like an infection that's spread throughout your entire life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my God. And I was the harshest critic for myself growing up. Like, it wasn't someone outside of myself that I was worried would find out I was gay. It was me. I was like, no.
Of course.
You know? So what is your advice you give little Zach?
That no one's ever asked me.
No, you're lying. How is that possible?
I mean, you've been one of the two most ask me questions back people.
Wow.
Yeah. It's in my nature too, though, to like ask people questions. So when I'm on other people's pods, I'll be like, what about you? Did you, you know? But a lot of people do not.
Wow.
They just like, let me ask.
It's hard to not because it's like, I agree, real conversation.
It's another like personality thing.
Wow. We really get along very well.
I know.
Like when we talk, it's very easy. Like I don't even feel like we're, like it's really us having a conversation right now. I just feel like it's taking over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not efforting through this. Like, what am I going to say? Like, I could just go on.
1000%. And I will go a step further to say after we met and had our first like bonding experience.
Yeah.
I maybe the first time I've ever had butterflies.
No.
In like a, oh my God, that was like really fun. Like,
really?
Yeah. And I was like, do I text her now? Or like, I like actually made me like think about, things.
I felt that way too. And you know what? I always think that it's so one-sided. Like I was like, there's no way. And I created this whole idea in my head of like you. And I'm like, you're so, in my mind, I'm like, you're so like popular and likable and like famous.
Oh my God.
This is really, can you believe this shit? And then I was like,
because it sounds ridiculous as it starts to come out.
But I'm just like, everyone probably adores you. There's nothing unique about me like connecting with you. I'm like, everyone must connect with you. Wow, no one does.
No one does. No, wow. No. You know what's so funny though? Someone recently like didn't like me in some way.
That's insane.
I know, but I also agree that like that's insane. I'm like, that's a you problem, because like I've done a lot of work on myself and I'm like very kind, you know what I mean? So it's like, if you have a problem with me, I'm not really worried about it because I like live a pretty honest like life.
Right.
But anyway,
yeah,
I do feel a deep connection.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
Yeah. Okay, good.
You validated that. But tell me what you say.
Oh, little Zach, probably it's along the same lines of that. Like, check in with yourself. Don't do things just to not be rude, because I think that was a big trend in my life. Like, people pleasing, I guess. Like, letting go of what I wanted to make other people happy. Mm-hmm. But that pervaded every area of my life, even sex.
Right.
Where I was like, oh, I'm not really into this, but like, he like took me out. Like maybe I should just go through with it. You know what I mean? It's like, just like, again, like you said, like, follow your heart. Oh, trust yourself.
Yeah.
When you feel that like thing nudging you, someone told me, a 12-year-old on TikTok, that when you feel that like, feeling, it's future you trying to tell you,
I love that
you're like going off the path, which is very like trippy.
That kind of bothers me a little though, because it's like scary. You just have to, it's a reckoning.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you always are going to be, there's always some impulse in you that you're like, not right now. And you really have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
My other friend said like, fear has become like a guiding thing. So when they're afraid of something, they now go towards it, because it's like, this thing is like asking my attention of me, which I love.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Go towards it in like considering it or doing it?
Doing it. Because this is
so I'm afraid of kids. So should I have kids next year?
No, but you should definitely take time to
think about it.
Yeah. Have that. Ask yourself why. Like, why?
I think I... Yeah, this is too much for another.
We go on to part two, yeah.
Yeah.
But
We'll talk about it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Where can people find you? And anything you want to plug?
I am at Ali Colbert, A-L-I Colbert with a K on everything. And I have the Ali Colbert Show, and Zach was on it. So go listen to that episode.
It's such a fun episode.
It was
like,
really wonderful.
We laughed our tits off.
Your Dude Shoots Crazy Loads was in the episode.
Yes.
And it was an amazing clip, and it got me suspended on Instagram.
No.
I know.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Instagram is such like a fucking Christian app.
I know.
There's like literal like hate speech and like horrible things. And then I
Same
say, come. I know.
Everything gets taken
I know.
Off TikTok.
And I'm like, well, I've seen filthier or more aggressive thing. Andrew Tate was on TikTok.
I know.
Up until like 3 weeks ago.
I know.
And then I say like jizz and I'm like, the sound's removed.
So people troll me on TikTok and say, you're the female Andrew Tate because of the opinions I have about women.
Shut up.
But I'm fucking around.
You should do a bald cap and like be him for Halloween.
I don't even know him. You have to like send
You shouldn't know him. I refuse, but like he's horrible.
Okay, you'll tell me.
Yeah, I will. All right, okay. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.